It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hey, good morning and welcome back. This is our weekly show. It's about eating and drinking and food and dining. Good morning. I am David Craig, and today on Food Talk STL, pretty good lineup. We're going to talk to the Tilfords. That's Jason and Adam. They're at Milagro Modern Mexican in Webster, getting ready for Cinco coming up in a little while. Also, Suzanne Corbett's going to be in studio. It's also Derby Day as well as Cinco de Mayo. We'll talk about mint juleps and stuff like that. Clara Moore is a chef down at the Local Harvest on Morgan Ford, just south of Tower Grove Park. She's going to be on a new TV show. It's called Around the World in 80 Plates. And joining us up here live on KFNS here in just a sec is Allison Mace. Do we have Allison there, Matt? Okay, wonderful. Hey, Allison, good morning.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm great so far. It's a beautiful day, a little humid, but there's so much stuff going on today. And going on later, Allison Mace is publisher and founder of Sauce Magazine. And thank you for taking a moment to join us on our show here, Allison.
Happy to be here.
You guys introduced to St. Louis last year Food Truck Friday. It was a big, huge success. Can you tell Food Talk STL listeners what it is and why they might want to participate?
Well, the food trucks really started to take off last year. It started out originally with Pie coming out on the streets with their first truck, and they kind of forged the way for food trucks in St. Louis. And one of the things that I wanted to see is I wanted to get them all together because they're kind of all over St. Louis at all times, and I wanted to see them all in one spot. So the idea for Food Truck Friday came. And we wanted to put it somewhere in St. Louis where the general population could get there easily and enjoy all the trucks at once and get to see them. They're pretty neat, all lined up at the Food Truck Friday, which is coming up this Friday, as a matter of fact.
You're starting off on Friday, May 11th, and you're going to do, second Friday of every month through October?
Yes, we're in the second year of the series. Last year was our first year, a huge success. We're kicking it off this Friday at Tower Grove Park on the southwest side of Tower Grove Park, and it starts from 5 to 8.
Okay, so folks, if you want to come down and check out, and I know people have heard about the food trucks, and not everybody works or attends university where the food trucks park at lunchtime. This is a good chance to check them out. Allison, do the food truck people at Food Truck Friday typically serve their full lunch-type portions, or is it sample-size portions? How does that work generally?
Well, a lot of the trucks, because they serve so many different items, for this type of event, for Food Truck Friday, they're going to scale down a little bit because they're literally going to be probably 1,500, almost 2,000 people coming to this event.
Mm-hmm.
So with 19 trucks and 2,000 people, you're looking at, you know, some lines that are going to form that, you know, you're going to want to stand in line for some of the trucks that you really want. So they're going to pare down the offering a little bit, so more people can get the food from the trucks. But the portion size is usually spot on what they normally are going to be serving on the streets.
Got you. We're visiting with Allison Mace, publisher and founder of Sauce Magazine, about Food Truck Friday, which kicks off for 2012 this coming Friday, May 11th, Tower Grove Park, 5 o'clock. Now, there is beer, and I guess is there also wine available?
Well, this year we're going to have Schlafly. They're going to be pouring a couple of their beers in their own tent in the line itself. We're looking at possibly bringing in some other local breweries for some of the upcoming events, but this first one, Schlafly, is going to be there.
And is it cool for me if I want to bring a cooler?
Absolutely. This is an outdoor event. You're going to be in Tower Grove Park. So what people are doing is they're bringing their coolers, they're bringing tables, they're setting up really neat little areas where they can dine. It goes from, you know, people setting up with little tablecloths, and then also people just sitting on the grass on blankets. So it's very outdoor oriented. Lots of kids, dogs, people. I mean, it's just so much fun. And when you get there, claim your spot right away so you can sit and relax and enjoy the people watching.
Well, it's just kind of like a picnic, except these guys with the trucks, guys, men and women, are bringing the food, and you just buy it from them.
Right. It's so much fun because you can just walk up and down the line and decide who you want to partake with. You know, we even have desserts there. You can get, you know, anything you want, bami sandwiches, vegetarian food, gyros, sushi, just about anything you can think of is going to be there to eat.
It is an amazing selection, and I would encourage people to come check it out, and especially if you don't work close to where the food trucks come during the week, and just kind of see what the excitement is all about. Well, I'm sure you guys will do well, and I there's a new issue of Sauce Magazine. I picked it up. I kind of skimmed it, but I did see that you've got details about Food Truck Friday in there, and I'm sure on your website as well.
Well, yes, the details for the Food Truck Friday, there are a couple places that you can find it. If you go to the saucemagazine.com website under events, there is a dedicated section for Food Truck Friday, and it'll list all the trucks that are going to be there. Also, if you are a Twitter fan, if you follow the hashtag Food Truck Friday, you can also see all the stuff there. A good tip I want to give everyone is to get there early. Parking is going to be really tough because there's a lot of people going to be there, so get there early, get in line early, and you'll get the first shot at getting some of the best food.
And don't you think that all the food truck owners, maybe of every any business category in the world, they have probably benefited from Twitter as much or more than anybody?
Well, that's really the best way to find these food trucks is to follow them. They announce every day where they're going to be, how long they're going to be, even some of the specials that they're going to be serving. So if you have a truck that you really love, make sure you're following them on your Twitter feed.
Okay, good. Well, hey, I'm looking forward to joining you. I hope this coming Friday, if not some of the other Fridays during the summer. And thank you for putting it on. And I'm sure you guys will, I'm sure it'll be gangbusters on Friday.
We're so excited about it. And definitely, David, stop by the sauce booth and say hello to all of us. We're going to be there. And I can't wait to see everyone come out this Friday. Thanks
okay.
so much.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's Allison Mace with Sauce Magazine regarding Food Truck Friday. And the very first one is coming up this coming Friday on May 11th. Okay, Suzanne Corbett's going to be with us in a little while. Also, the Tilford brothers, Jason and Adam from Milagro Modern Mexican in Webster Groves, getting ready for Cinco de Mayo. First, though, Clara Moore is with us. Clara Moore, well, she's going to be on a big TV show here very soon. She's a St. Louis chef. I'm pretty excited that somebody from St. Louis is going to be on this show. Clara Moore, good morning and welcome to Food Talk STL.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Are you ready to be famous?
I don't know. I guess I won't know until it actually happens.
Ready for your close-up, Miss Moore? You're on the new Bravo show that premieres on Wednesday night called Around the World in 80 Plates. You're from St. Louis, born and raised, right?
Right. I sure am.
I have to ask, where'd you go to high school?
I'm a product of the SLPS. I went to Metro High School.
According to your Bravo Around the World in 80 Plates bio, you did some culinary training in Baltimore, right?
I did. That's where I went to culinary school.
Okay, so you've recorded the show. Meanwhile, you're back at work. You're in there in the kitchen at Local Harvest Cafe every day, right?
I am.
So if I stop by there on Sunday to get breakfast, you'll be cooking for me.
Well, it's actually pretty funny. During brunch, I actually serve. So I'm out front talking to customers and, you know, bringing them coffee and their food.
When now people know that you've done this TV show, how hard has it been when vendors and customers and friends and relatives say, oh, come on, Clara, you can tell me. You can tell me what happened.
I know, right? My tactic, which has really, really worked, is I came back and I said, I'm not saying a word, not one word. Don't ask me. No, don't ask, don't tell. It's not going to happen. And it's actually been really a lot easier than, well, you know, well, I'll tell you this or that. Nah.
But isn't it great, though, to have this secret? I mean, you know, it's something that you've got that, you know, nobody else has.
You know, at first it was frustrating because nobody even knew about the show. Because when I first came back, they still were like, you're not allowed to say.
So how long has the cat been out of the bag, then, that you did the show?
They released it, I want to say, about a month ago.
We'll talk about the show here in a second, but first, Local Harvest Cafe, for Food Talk STL listeners who don't know, you're on Morgan Ford, a couple of blocks south of Tower Grove Park, and what's your deal there at Local Harvest Cafe, Clara?
Well, for a little background, it started very early at the farmer's market, and then they opened a grocery store, and the grocery store was basically to take the farmer's market and have it all year round. So focusing on local products, local produce, local meat, sustainable products is also really important. Then we had a little sandwich counter in the grocery store, and then from that evolved our 30-seat cafe, which is down the street, and we're actually also opening a place downtown, which is going to be a little bit bigger.
Oh, now when is that going to happen?
That's happening in about a month.
If I were to come there tomorrow, Sunday, for breakfast, and I said, Clara, I'm really, really hungry, what would you suggest?
Well, our two most popular items at this point is our local slinger. It's a vegetarian slinger made with our vegan chili, farm-fresh eggs, potato hash, and then we also have a chorizo pot pie, which is a house-made chorizo with pasture-raised pork from Washington, Missouri, and served with a fried farm-fresh egg on top.
Wow. But this is not necessarily a vegetarian restaurant. If I want bacon, I can get it, right?
Oh, yeah. And I would dare say the best bacon in St. Louis.
Well, you just did.
I did say it, didn't I?
Okay. Now, the TV show, it's called Around the World in 80 Plates. Somebody said it was kind of like a combination of Top Chef and The Amazing Race, and I think maybe from looking at the preview on the internet there on BravoTV.com, you might get that idea. The first show, you all went to London, and what can you tell listeners? What are you legally allowed to tell listeners about that first show?
I think I'm allowed to tell you that I went to London, and I think that's as far as it goes.
Okay, Clara, regarding Around the World in 80 Plates, when you first met your competitors, your teammates, the other 11 people who are on the show with you, I mean, this is kind of like being chosen for a select soccer team or something. When you meet these people and you chat with them a little bit, were you intimidated, or did you think, hey, I can hold my own with these folks?
You know, to be honest, I was a little bit like, oh, these are what my peers look like. I don't know if I'd say intimidated, but I was kind of pleasantly surprised that I was in the same boat as some of these really amazing chefs from around the country.
And tell people, if you can, how you were selected. Is this something that you heard about through some kind of restaurant industry grapevine, or was it on Craigslist, or what?
A little birdie told me that they were looking for specifically female chefs, because apparently, obviously, we're a little bit more rare. And they suggested that I try out, and I thought, there's no way, but you know, what the heck? I'll do it. So I did, and made a tape and sent it in, and they called me back, and we did a few interviews, and the rest is history, recorded history even.
The co-hosts of Around the World in 80 Plates are Curtis Stone and Kat Cora, a couple of pretty well-known folks in the TV chef industry. How much interaction did you have with those guys? Was it just while you were taping, or did you guys go out for drinks afterwards?
I wouldn't say there was a ton of socializing, but there was definitely some, you know, poignant off-camera moments where they would joke with us, and, you know, we spent a lot of time with them, and a lot of, you know, kind of high-pressure time with them. So we got to know them a little bit.
We're visiting on KFNS, on Food Talk STL, on 590 The Fan KFNS, with Clara Moore, St. Louis's own. She's from Local Harvest Cafe on Morganford, and she's about to become a star. She's on the new reality TV show called Around the World in 80 Plates, which debuts this coming Wednesday night, 9 o'clock St. Louis time, on Bravo, on your cable and your dish. And Clara, is there actually in the competition a contestant with the name of Nookie?
There is a Nookie, and it took really a long time for us to get out of him. Actually, I don't think we ever got out of him where that came from, where his nickname came from. We begged and begged and begged, and he was just like, it's actually really dumb, so I can't tell you.
One can only guess. And we saw him on the preview there on BravoTV.com. And you are kind of distinctive because you've got the big hoop earrings. You've got the you've got the black glasses, black rim glasses. You've got wearing a bandana. Is this like your trademark at Local Harvest as well?
Yeah, actually, Sunday brunch is my I like to say I put on my brunch face. So I have my big red earrings, red lipstick, usually a red bandana. Yeah, I would say it's my personal style.
And we keep hearing so much in St. Louis about local sourcing. Do you do a lot of that? Do you Do you personally interact with the farmers, or do you just, here it is in the back of the shop, here's what we're going to cook?
No, I do, and that is actually one of the most amazing and meaningful parts of my job, is to source and go out and go to the farms and talk to the farmers and really get a feel for what they're doing, what their ideology is, how they're actually doing all the wonderful sustainable processes. And getting to know them, farmers are funny. They're really, really a funny group of people. And they're sometimes, you know, they don't get to talk to a lot of people, so they will talk your ear off forever.
I heard something the other day that some of our local strawberries might have gotten damaged by last weekend's hailstorm. Do you know anything about that?
You know, I hadn't heard about that, and most of my farmers were like, I have so many strawberries, please take them off my hands, which is the funnest part of my job, too. What do I do with 75 flats of strawberries, you know?
So you have plenty of strawberries, you're saying, at Local Harvest.
We do. We have them in the grocery store and in the cafe.
On your Bravo bio, it says you were born and raised in the industry. Clara, what does that mean? Where did you get your start?
Well, the born part was my mom was a server until she was 9 months pregnant. So, you know, it may be somewhere ingrained in me, the sounds and smells of the restaurant industry. But I got my start very young at 15 at Duff's Restaurant in the Central West End. I was a busser there, and then that's where I got my start cooking, because that busing was very boring to me. So I got started cooking, which was very exciting. From there, I got my first prep job at Trattoria Marcella on Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I went off to culinary school, which was interesting and good, but what was better was the job I had, which was a really nice fine dining restaurant called Ixia. They're closed now, but that's where I would say I learned a lot of my chops. Then came back to St. Louis and became the chef at Manja on South Grand, Manja
sure.
Italiano. Then kind of got burnt out there, moved to Mexico, was a chef at a bed and breakfast for a little while, and came back, didn't know what I was doing, ran into Patrick from Local Harvest, and he said, the grocery store, we want to start a cafe, and we want you to be the chef. And it was pretty much a dream job and has been ever since.
Very nice. And when you said Mexico, you meant the country, not Mexico, Missouri.
The country, yep. Smack dab in the middle of Mexico, the country, is a little town called Guanajuato, and that's where I live.
Well, it sounds kind of nice there. A couple more questions about the show. It's called mm-hmm. 80 Plates, Around the World in 80 Plates. It's on Bravo, debuting Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. In the competition, how do they determine who's leaving each week? Do Kat Cora and Curtis Stone decide, or do the contestants vote? Is it like Survivor? What's the deal?
So the elimination process works actually not by celebrity judges, which is really interesting, but it's actually the natives of the country that we go to. So it's the people on the street, and they vote with their comments.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's who picks the winning team, because we're often the team.
And on this first show, how much do we as viewers get to see of London? And did you guys get to do a lot of touring as well as cooking and stuff?
You know, we did a couple of, like, taxi rides and wonderful things like that. And got to see some of the sites, Big Ben and so forth. We got a couple of our shoots were in really historic sections. And so I got to see parts of London I had never seen before, which was really, really wonderful.
Well, I'm very happy that you're representing St. Louis on this big national stage, and you're on Bravo, which is, I guess, run by a guy from St. Louis who's going to be
yep.
getting a lot of exposure with his book out here in a couple of weeks. Do you know him? Have you ever met him?
I have never met Andy. I have been harassing him on Twitter and begging other people to harass him about, you know, hometown love is what I call it. So I'm hoping that he'll give me a shout out at least once, or maybe, I don't know, have me on his show, whatever.
Gotcha. Well, hey, congratulations on being on the show. We will watch you this coming Wednesday night, and we'll check you out on BravoTV.com in the meantime. And Clara Moore, thanks very much for being on with us, and I hope you have a good weekend at Local Harvest Cafe.
All right, thanks. I hope I see you down there.
Oh, you'll see me down there before too long. Thank you very much for visiting with us on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. It's Cinco de Mayo. It's Derby Day. We'll get into all that stuff. Suzanne Corbett joins us next here on 590 The Fan, KFNS.